Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Joined now by the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports betting insider Ryan Horvath. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to BetMGM Tonight here on The Fan Rochester starting at 7 in the BetMGM Tonight podcast. More Ryan Horvath analysis there. Search BetMGM wherever you get your shows. We're approaching one of the best days on the sports calendar, Ryan. Thursday, the start of the NCAA tournament. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, guys. Yeah, it's, I love football season, college football, NFL, but, you know, college hoops, it takes me a little bit longer now to get into it. You know, like I used to just get into it right away and follow everything, but now, man, I'm locked in, and this is one of the best times of the year. It really is.
Oh, no doubt. And not only the men, but now we have more interest than ever in the women's bracket, and we might be having a little action there. But let's get your thoughts here, your initial reactions to what the committee put out last night for the men's bracket.
Yeah, for sure. And with the women's bracket, I was a little disappointed this year. My cousin, she's the head coach at Illinois State. In the last couple of years, they've actually made the big dance. But this year, they're in the NIT. So I'll be watching. Obviously cheering for Caitlin Clark in Iowa, but man, I was disappointed that the Lady Redbirds aren't heading back. So, the first thing is I kind of wish the committee paid more attention to KenPom, the KenPom rankings, because a couple teams just got absolutely hosed, in my opinion. Oklahoma, for sure. KenPom had them as a 44. They had a net rating of 46. You know, Seton Hall, Indiana State is the team that everybody's talking about. I mean, they had some nice wins. They beat a good Drake team. They beat Bradley twice. They had some bad losses. I believe they lost to Illinois State and on the road to Southern Illinois. And then St. John's. Of course, you know, a lot of people wanted to see Rick Pitino in the NCAA tournament. But the biggest takeaway that I had as far as the teams that made the big dance was, you know, Purdue, for whatever reason, they didn't even win the Big Ten tournament. They were rewarded. Like, I look at this bracket right now, and the first thing that caught me by surprise and, you know, by notice was just the East region. Kentucky's the best team in the country. Obviously, it's so hard to repeat in college basketball, but I think if anybody's going to do it, they could do it. UConn, that is. And I look at the East region, and Iowa State's the two seed. They just went 11-2 down the stretch in the Big 12, which is the best conference in all of college basketball. They beat Houston by 30 points in the championship game. You have Illinois, who's a really good three seed. You have Auburn, who's in the top 10, both offensively and defensively, according to KenPom. And then you have San Diego State, who just won the Mountain West regular season and has players still from their Final Four run. And then the eighth seed is FAU. So UConn has to run the gauntlet in the East region. That was my biggest takeaway is, man, everybody's picking them. They're the heavy chalk to go back-to-back. But I don't know if they're going to make it out of that region, guys. That's a really tough bracket right there.
Well, you mentioned KenPom, and I know Auburn is like a complete team, offensive, defensive. They look really good. Is there, I don't know, I keep looking at this and I'm like, okay, which team could beat UConn? Is it Iowa State? I mean, yes, they've looked good down the stretch here, but we've seen inconsistencies in their game as well. I mean, is it Auburn? I mean, Illinois? I don't know, man. I mean, like, I think part of why UConn is as chalky as it is they just seem to be playing the best and more consistent brand of basketball through the course of the entirety of this season.
Yeah, so for me, it's not Illinois. I know that they just won the Big Ten championship yesterday, but I just don't trust Brad Underwood. Now, I really like their guards. Their guards are tough, they're physical, but I don't like their matchup, to be honest, against Morehead State. In fact, that was one of the biggest bets Morehead State opened up as 13.5-point underdogs. That's down to 11.5. As good as Illinois has looked, Morehead State has some length. They have some 3-and-D guys, and they have some bigger guards. So I think that they might be able to hold their own in the post. And everybody always, you know, wants to pick the 14 over a 3 nowadays. So I don't love Illinois in that bracket, but it would be Iowa State. The problem is, you know, Iowa State, like I said, they've looked so good down the stretch, 11-2 in their last 13 conference games. But the problem is, like, when they're off, they can't score the basketball. They're so good defensively. But going against UConn, I just hate betting against UConn because every time I do it, they score 100 points. They have multiple guys that could hit tough shots. They have size. I'm not the biggest Dan Hurley fan, not the biggest Dan Hurley guy, but I mean, he's obviously a good coach, and that's why he's making the big bucks, and they won the national title last year. So for me, if I have to pick against them, it'll be Iowa State, you know, or maybe even Auburn, because of like what we said, you know, really good offensively and defensively. The thing is, though, all these teams in the SEC beat up on each other, and I still have no idea who's any good, but if I had to pick a team in the SEC, it would be them because they play defense, unlike Kentucky and unlike, you know, some of these other teams. But for me, I would go chalk, and I would just pick UConn. But in the bracket where I pick an upset, it'll be Iowa State going to the Final Four.
You hear him weeknights, 7 o'clock starting tonight on BetMGM tonight. Ryan Horvath, our guest here. Ryan, here in Rochester, Syracuse is our closest program. And watching a lot of the ACC, I'm like, this is not the ACC from 10 years ago. But you're thinking, okay, maybe that's just my bias. But then I think proving the point, like NC State, like good for them. But the fact that they won 5 games in 5 days, I'm like, no, this conference can't be it. Explain to me how Virginia got in.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's I'm glad that you brought them up because it was I unfortunately bet Virginia this week after telling myself that I was not going to do it the rest of the year. My issue with them, okay, Tony Bennett, I like him. I think tonight I'm going to have the take that Tony Bennett's the most overrated coach in the country. Like, they lose as a 1 seed to a 16 seed. The next year they do go on that run and win a national championship. But every year Virginia's just the same team, right? They're boring to watch. They're tough defensively, but this year, like, they can't hit free throws. That's a team that has no business in the NCAA tournament. Every time, you know, in the final 3-4 minutes of these games, they're shooting like 45% at the charity stripe as a team. So that's a team that I want nothing to do with come March. I think they got in just because of name. You know what I mean? Like, Indiana State should be in. Virginia has no business being in this tournament, and I'm not even going to bet them in the first four. I think they're getting knocked out. That's a team I want nothing to do with. And you said it with the ACC. It's funny because, unfortunately, I had the flu this weekend, but I had original plans to go and check out the tournament this weekend, and I was hoping, man, I would love to see Carolina, Duke, and like you said, NC State makes that run. The conference isn't good, but don't let that fool you. North Carolina is a pretty good basketball team. I know that they just lost, but they have a top 25 offense and defense. Again, going back to KenPom, you know, if you're a KenPom guy, they play at both ends, and they have shot makers. They have RJ Davis. They have Harrison Ingram, who's pretty good. I love their opening matchup against Howard or Wagner. And I think that they actually have a nice little ride after that because Michigan State, very overrated. I don't like Mississippi State. St. Mary's is good this year, not great. So, like, if I have to pick any team to make a run in the ACC, it would be North Carolina. I think Duke has a shot to get upset in the first round. I would never touch Virginia. And Clemson was the team that I kind of wanted to buy into. I like PJ Hall. They're big. But they're just too inconsistent. And like you said, the ACC is so weak. The only team I would trust would be Carolina.
Hey, Ryan, when we're picking first round, and I'm saying first round meaning Thursday. I know that a lot of people would correct me. Oh, the second round starts Thursday. First round games on Thursday, Ryan. When you look at this bracket, knowing that you had teams like North Carolina State stealing some bids from teams that are more worthy, is this the most top-heavy you've seen this round of 64 in recent years? And does that lend itself to more chalky picks here in the first round on Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I mean, because even earlier this year, every single week, you know, I would hear, like, on all the sports gambling shows on our network, everybody would talk about the same thing. You know, would you take Purdue? Would you take UConn? Or would you take the field? And so Circa actually put the odds out for that, and it was actually -350 for the field, you know. And I was like, even though that's chalky and I would never lay a -350 bet, I would only bet the field. You know, I know that these top teams are so dang good, But also, in a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity when I was an intern to cover Northwestern basketball. And of course, it was the year before they make the tournament for the first time. But I was talking with Chris Collins, and he's like, you know, we're going to see more upsets, and you're going to see these mid-major teams make deeper runs, and eventually you're going to see one of them win a national championship. And the reason is because everybody's going to continue to pick the blue bloods, Kentucky, Duke. But the difference is those programs, like John Calipari, the reason he has one national championship is all they do is recruit one and dones. You know, like, whereas with St. Mary's, even Gonzaga, you're getting four-year players. That's why I like Houston this year. I know they just got blown out by Iowa State, but I picked Houston to win it all before the season because they have a bunch of seniors. They play defense, and this year they actually hit free throws. They play in a tough conference. You know, and that's what I want. I want seniors, and I want coaching. That's what I'm looking at in March. But I do think that we'll see some more upsets, and I do think that we're going to see a lot of, like, chalky picks. Like UConn, even though they're the defending champs, everybody's betting them. They're the highest ticket percentage. They're the highest handle. Right after that, Purdue. Right after that, it's Kentucky, who I want to make the case for because they're the best three-point shooting team in the country, and they could score 100 on anybody. But again, they play no defense.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see more upsets. I think you're going to see a lot of people pick the chalk. And it won't surprise me if Purdue and UConn, like, neither team makes the Elite Eight. It also won't surprise me if both teams win the national championship. That's what's so great about the sport now, is it's so much different. And it was easier to pick the brackets, I feel like, in the 90s, early 2000s, because we knew who these teams were. We knew all the players. Now, like, you know, nobody knew about Indiana State until tournament time. So there's going to be a sneaky team, I think, that makes a run this year.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to kind of go with it. Because last year, you know, talking about how you're saying mid-majors, well, you had San Diego State make the Final Four. You had Florida Atlantic. We were joined by PJ Glasser last week, BetQL, and he's high on James Madison. Is there any kind of program you got your eye on? James Madison at 12 going up against Wisconsin. I mean, it's always fun when you're filling out your bracket to, you know, put out one upset there, Ryan, and actually nail it.
Yeah, so, man, I hate to steal the thunder because I love PJ Glasser, but James Madison's my pick as well. So I like James Madison over Wisconsin. I know Wisconsin was just in that Big Ten championship game. Wisconsin was such a weird team this season. I hate betting against them at home at the Kohl Center, unless it's Illinois because they beat them every year. But Wisconsin, to start the season, the first month and a half, I was like, this is not sustainable. They were top five scoring offense. And then, of course, they were a top 10 defense like they always are, according to KenPom. But then they kind of fell apart down the stretch. And then this weekend, they couldn't miss, especially from downtown. I just don't trust that. And I love James Madison. I actually just texted PJ and I said, what scares me about James Madison is just strength of schedule. Like, we've fallen in love with this team. They've been so good, but it won't shock me if they go out there and lose this game by 20. Now, that said, that was the first bet that I made, was I took James Madison. And then the other team that I'm kind of falling in love with is Morehead State. I did pick Morehead State over Illinois. Again, it won't shock me if Illinois, like, plays up to their level and wins that game by 30. But I really do like Morehead State just because they have size, they have length. They could play, they're really good defensively. And then the last team I'll throw at you guys, Drake. I picked Drake over Washington State. The problem after that is then they're matched up against Iowa State. This is the issue. Every year I fall in love with these smaller schools and FAU, but I completely hate the draw. You know, it's St. Mary's right away, because what the committee wants is they want the blue bloods. You know, they want Kentucky, they want North Carolina, UConn, and the Elite Eight in the Final Four. So all these teams that we like get matched up against each other, or they get terrible draws. But I could see Drake making a run just because they're the best defensive rebounding team in the country. So, for example, in that first matchup against Washington State, they're really good on the offensive glass. But I think that Drake's going to be able to hold their own, get a bunch of second chance opportunities, a bunch of defensive rebounds, and they have a lot of shooters. I like Drake to make a run.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Ryan, looking at the Midwest, there's an interesting 12-5 and an interesting 13-4. Kansas is beat up. We know how they ended their season. Do they have enough to get past Samford? And Gonzaga usually is a team that ends up being a bracket buster for a lot of us, right? We want to buy in. They're flying under the radar this year. They're at a 5 seed, which some people might say that they're overseeded being a 5 seed. But those two programs have an opportunity to match up in the round of 32. Gonzaga and Kansas, what are your takes on those two programs here heading into the tournament?
So Kansas, I want nothing to do with. I actually picked against Kansas in the opening round. What scares me is they're going to get McCullers back. You know, they're going to get their two best players, their two leading scorers back. So that's scary when you're betting against Kansas in the first round and you're betting against Bill Self. But the reason I've stayed away from Kansas all season is depth. You know, even when they're fully healthy, they only go about 6-7 deep. And it's just not your typical Kansas team. I mean, we saw that. How many blowout losses did they have this season? So I want nothing to do with Kansas. Gonzaga is a weird team this year where, you know, the only other team that scares you in that conference is, of course, St. Mary's. But they're athletic. They're your typical Gonzaga team, you know, just without the stars. They don't have the Drew Timmy or the Chet Holmgren, but they're pretty dang good. And then I like Nebraska. It won't shock me if Nebraska makes a run to the Elite Eight, to the Final Four, but I grew up in the Midwest, and I always have trouble, like, trusting a Big Ten team that isn't coached by Tom Izzo. You know what I mean? Like, Illinois, every year, I love the squad, but I don't trust Brad Underwood. I haven't trusted them since Bill Self left. Hmm. You know, I like Matt Painter as a coach until we get to tournament time. I like Purdue until we get to tournament time. Sometimes I like Ohio State or Wisconsin, and they always let me down. But I do really like this Nebraska team. I've always been a big fan of Hoiberg at the collegiate level. Didn't love him as head coach of the Chicago Bulls, but I really like him at the collegiate level. And they got guys, man. So I do like Nebraska. Wouldn't shock me if they made a run. And I'm trying to think of like another sneaky team that I like that's under the radar. I want to say Creighton just because they got four guys that could go out there and give you 15 to 17 points.
Can I throw one at you? Can I throw one at you, Ryan? How about an 11 seed out of the West? How about New Mexico?
Yeah, I was actually looking at that first-round matchup against Clemson. See, I was falling in love, like I said, with Clemson. I bet them to win the ACC tournament, and then they no-showed in the opening round, so
can't
now
defend.
I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
But, man, I do like New Mexico a lot. As I look at my bracket right now, I did pick the 11 over the 6, so it wouldn't shock me. And then I look at that second round matchup. The thing I hate about going against Baylor is, again, they got a bunch of guys that could score. But as we saw, they just no-showed in the tournament in the opening round. So I do like Baylor to beat them.
Yeah, Ryan, last one for me, Ryan, and that is we're all going to do our brackets, right? But what if we want to spread our wings a little bit here and kind of go online here? And knowing that the books here don't have all this time to, you know, set their lines properly, any advice if we want a little action above and beyond there in terms, maybe it's a player prop, maybe it's just money line. What would be your advice here if we're going to have a little bit of fun here this week?
I do like player props. I love player props, man. I love rebounds. Now, nothing's up yet, unfortunately, but there's like certain guys where, you know, I'll pay a little bit of juice, you know, and if you look at kind of matchups, like I brought up with Drake, right? They're the best defensive rebounding team in the country. So if I could get one of their guys at like 4.5, 5.5 boards, -120, I'll grab that. And I also like to play alternate lines in college hoops. Play a guy to have 8 rebounds, 9 rebounds. Sometimes you'll get like +300, +400 odds. As far as opening round matchups, the three games that I bet immediately that took the most action. So I took Morehead State against Illinois. They opened at 13.5. That right now is 11.5 at BetMGM, but you could still find a 12.5. I did bet Samford. They opened at 8.5. That's down to 7.5. My advice always with an underdog, I want 7.5. Now that's changed a little bit in college basketball, but I'm always looking for that key number with an underdog. And I like the 7.5 because usually if it's a 3-possession game, that's when the team at the end of the game will wave the flag. They won't foul any longer. Problem in college hoops, though, you just never know what you're going to get. You get teams that are down 11 points, still fouling with 30 seconds. It drives me crazy. But Kansas is so beat up. I do like Samford. And then the last one I have for you guys is Charleston. Now, this one got hit. They opened as 10.5-point dogs. They're down to 9.5 right now over at BetMGM. I don't trust Alabama. That's my money line little pick, too. I like Charleston to beat Alabama. I'm not a big Nate Oates guy. They don't play any defense. Sure, they could score 100 in this game and win by 20. I just don't trust them. Look what they did down the stretch in the SEC. I do not like this Alabama team. So Charleston's my upset pick and probably my biggest bet, but it did go from 10.5 to 9.5. And then the other last little bit of advice I have that I like to do with these big underdogs, take them in the first half. What we see a lot, you know, a 16 seed, a 14 seed, a 12 seed. How many times do we see, you know, a tie game at the half, or we see a team, you know, these Cinderella stories, they have like a 6-8 point lead at the half. But then what happens at the end of these games, talent takes over. You know, I mean, star players take over. But we see this a lot. The higher seed uptight a little bit, and, you know, the Cinderella story or the lower seeded team makes a run in the first half and then completely falls apart in the second half. So sometimes if I like a big underdog, I'll just bet him in the first half and stay away from the full game.
Ryan, before we let you go, do you mind sharing your final four and who you have cutting down the nets when it's all said and done?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, and this could change, I'm going to go with UConn because it's so hard to bet against them. I'm going to have them go against Iowa State. So I'll take UConn there. Mm-hmm. And then I like Houston and Kentucky are the other ones I'm looking at. And I'm torn right there. I think I'm actually going to take Gonzaga, Houston, UConn, and I'm going to go with North Carolina. I was torn between North Carolina and Baylor. And like we said, man, I hate trusting an ACC team, but they got guys and they could rebound the basketball. Cutting down the nets, I'm going to go with Houston. I'm going to stick with my preseason pick, which every year they let me down. Kelvin Sampson lets me down. But this year, I mean, I just really like that team, man. And like I said, they have seniors. They actually hit their free throws. They're one of the better defensive teams in the country. I can't trust Zach Edey in Purdue. He's a great player, but if guys don't hit their shots and he gets in foul trouble, they're in huge trouble. And I can't pick UConn to win back-to-back because it's so tough to do. And all it takes for UConn to get beat, foul trouble for Klingon, and then a game where they finally don't hit shots. You know what I mean? So I'm going to stick with Houston. And I'm going to go, I'll stick with them.
The good news is, Ryan, yeah, I mean, this is all in pencil, right? I mean, you guys are going to analyze the bracket tonight on your show, I'm sure. And we you know, we could take that advice and apply it to our own brackets and use our own common sense and our own methods as well. But everything is in pencil till we get to tip on Thursday.
It's like, as I look at my bracket and I look at my final four, I'm like, no, I got to change this. I got to change this.
Plenty of time for second guessing.
Exactly. No, I appreciate it, though, because now I'm going to have to rethink this. I don't know that I could pick North Carolina to go to the Final Four, guys. I really do. I love their draw, and I hate UConn's draw, like I said.
Ryan, thanks so much. We're going to be listening a lot this week. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. The host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, that's Ryan Horvath stopping by to talk some tournament here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
One of the things I love about the tournament, too, is just massive storylines like everywhere. Did you hear this story? So this is out of the Big West, all right? And we don't talk Big West basketball, much less Long Beach State we don't talk about. And they came off of season 18-14, yeah. And the AD, you know where I'm going with this, pulls in the head coach, all right? The head coach being Monson.
And Monson used to be the coach of
Minnesota,
but before Minnesota, Gonzaga.
Yes.
So like he was the guy that left Gonzaga for Gonzaga to become what Gonzaga has under Mark Few.
Right. Yeah. So Dan Monson is longtime kind of salt of the earth type of coach. And so, all right, we're going to go in a different direction. But if you want to coach the tournament, you know, and like ride this out, you can. Okay, I'll do that. Don't they win the whole thing? So they fire the coach, allow him to stay on. So this fired coach in Long Beach State now is a 15.
Yeah. I think a lot of these conference tournament winners poach some of those slots that were reserved for a team like St. John's. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. The committee, you know, having to make some really tough choices. And when North Carolina State wins the ACC, you didn't have North Carolina State in the tournament. They did what they needed to do, and that takes away from an Indiana State.
Well, I will say this. like I had to bring up Virginia. Like what Virginia gross band. Like I think the ACC is overrated, and we'll ask Donna DeTota about this.
I agree,
like,
man. If everything is equal, wouldn't you be better served being in the Big East if you're Syracuse? Like,
without question. But like, I'm just okay. So True TV, what day is that? That's going to be Thursday night. Virginia against Colorado State. Wouldn't you instead of the boring brand of Virginia, wouldn't you rather have Rick Pitino have them the last team in?
Yeah. Well, St. John's isn't walking through that door, fans.
No, that white suit's not coming up.
Nope. Donna DeTota joins us next hour in the Sports Bar. We'll talk some more college hoop. We'll talk about Syracuse's decision to not play in the NIT. We'll also get to some takes next. I'll drink to that is on the way here in the Sports Bar.
Yeah, I'm not saying this tongue-in-cheek. I'm really fired up for the women's basketball tournament. I've got some thoughts on that as well. And RG3 has a take on Caleb Williams, Mike Danger, that I don't know if you would agree with, disagree, or I'll kind of lay this out here. Is now he will be the presumptive number one overall pick.
I was watching the NHL this weekend and realized it really hit me hard that there's an element of the game that is completely gone, and I miss it, and I want to explain why I believe it's gone and why I don't know that we'll ever see it again. So we're going to have to go back and look at highlights, old highlights, to be able to actually appreciate what the game was versus what it is right now. And on a slower sports weekend, I think we would be talking about a specific play that happened yesterday in the world of sports a little bit more, but I also think it speaks to how fractured this sport has become. And I'm curious as to when this unification that we thought was going to happen is actually going to happen, if ever. I'll drink to that is on the way. Some takes on tap. And your phone calls next at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.